morning, Mayor. You know, I was all set for you last week. I saw Coos on my show planner. Patty does all that. And so I'm doing some digging and stuff. It was your brother. Oh. I wasted all my time. So
I learned some bad words that morning. Because he told me how many hours he had spent preparing for you.
Oh, yeah. I know it's hard to believe.
I said it's like a conversation.
My brother could stand in for me. Yeah, he'd be good.
He said he would.
Yeah, he did. He did say he would. All right. Running for another term as mayor of Normal. Why? How many? This will be your fourth?
Fourth term.
If you succeed, your fourth term. Do you feel like you still have work to do?
I have work to do. And I've got vision for the community, things that I'd like to see happen. Going forward, there's just a lot of work left to be done, and I've got a lot of fire in the belly to do it.
Well, you have an opponent, and Terry Renner's opponent, their issues, money being spent by the town of Normal here, and I imagine he goes back to, and a lot of I remember when Normal was debt-free. You just paid as you went, right?
That would be correct.
Paid as you went. Mm-hmm. Why wasn't that working?
I think it did work. It retired some bonds. But the community changed over the years, and the community got more vibrant, and there were things that were happening, and then there was opportunity to do something. And frankly, Kent Carrico will tell you today that taking the community debt-free, he actually issued the first bond for Uptown when he was mayor. The ability to have that flexibility to make a major investment in the community was because we were debt-free at the time.
Uptown, by the way, when's that going to be done?
Probably never.
I can't wait for the headline. Yeah. Uptown, finished.
Finished, done.
All right, so we had your opponent on earlier this week?
Monday.
Monday. Thank you very much here. And he was talking about another issue that he says we need to put literally pour more money into the street. Well, not literally, but work on the streets. And he said he had a conversation with you, and he looked at the budget. And he said this year the budget has $600,000 set aside for streets. Does that sound right?
That would be one line item out of nine line items
He said you last year it was $2.8 million. This year it's $600,000.
If you look at our total street package, it would be $5.6 million that we're investing in streets this year.
So there's a discrepancy in those numbers.
A little bit.
I have no idea where those are coming from.
So his line item was asphalt resurfacing only.
Okay.
And it's never a set amount. We have a five-year plan on what we're doing in our capital improvement plan. We look out 5 years and prioritize. And so sometimes it's a bigger year, sometimes it's not a bigger year. But we have money allocated for concrete street repair, road extensions, bridge repair, things like that. So you got to look at multiple line items to get a road budget.
All right. I know there's a lot involved in running a city or a town, but the things that keep coming up, put more money into the roads. He said he had a conversation with you that you said you could double or triple the money you're putting into the streets now. And he's saying, well, why not? Did that conversation?
I certainly don't recall that conversation.
All right. And taxes, everybody's, no one wants to pay taxes. Well, no one wants to pay more than they need to. We've seen a tax increase in the last couple of years now with the town of Normal. And I guess I'll just ask you to justify the tax increase.
Sure. I think probably the thing that, set it forward was this county mental health program. We realized that there was significant deficiencies in McLean County in terms of dealing with mental health issues. If somebody who didn't have strong family support or something like that had a crisis, they ended up in the county jail instead of in a crisis center or something like that. So cooperatively with the city of Bloomington, the town, and McLean County, started looking at things that we needed in the community. Part of that was economic development, more dollars to draw businesses into the community. So it was a whole basket of things that we came up with.
But one quarter of a
percent
goes to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's other revenue being raised, though.
There is. We were looking at the multipurpose soccer complex. We budgeted money for that. We budgeted money for economic development. So those were the three major items that we were looking at to invest our money in. And we still, for a sports complex in the community, we still would like to see that happen. But that's going to be a cooperative project, private sector, the soccer community doing a capital campaign, and Bloomington getting on board with it if they want to do that.
Sounds like they don't want to do that.
I think that's probably accurate right now, but they're at least open and they're talking to the soccer community. So yeah. We'll see where that goes.
Yeah, you can't make that decision probably with all the about all the details figured out.
Right.
But that is something you've considered.
So we take those dollars that we said this could possibly go to that every year, and we put it into infrastructure. So those dollars get spent on infrastructure every year until there's some larger plan.
All right. Another hot topic is incentives for businesses coming to town, trying to lure business into town. All I hear is it's just the way things are done now. With Portillo's coming to town, it came to a little over $1 million.
$1.8 million.
Mm-hmm. And my question to you would be, where if you didn't offer that up, would Portillo's have left town?
Yes.
Bloomington and Normal?
Yes, that's my understanding. They had told the developer that they were working with that they wanted a Normal location. He had shown them some other locations. We couldn't get a parcel of land large enough to satisfy mm-hmm. them. You know, they were looking at the east side of Shops at College Hills. There was some land there, but it was never big enough. They never expressed an interest going further south.
So your opponent's argument is, well, you bring Portillo's to town. You know, when Hy-Vee came to town, Cub Foods closed.
Mm-hmm.
Portillo's comes to town. Somebody's going to take a hit, and it could be one of the mom and pops. How do you justify dangling a carrot to a big conglomerate like Portillo's while mom and pop are struggling to?
You know, I'm going to put on my business owner's hat because I own a small retail business. And, you know, this is just a fact of life in the world today. Let me take an example and say Dick's Sporting Goods expanded and moved into Bloomington. Now, they're a competitor of mine. They sell running shoes. They sell bicycles and accessories and things like that. As a small business person, to be successful, you have got to be able to reinvent yourself and move with these trends. I always tell people if I were doing the same business I was doing 20 years ago, I'd be out of business because you've got to change with the times. And where small businesses have the advantage over places like a bigger business, like a Portillo's or Dick's Sporting Goods, is kind of the unique flavor they bring into their business, the high level of customer service that you're not getting in the bigger boxes.
So, boy, the last thing, and I got a call yesterday from a gentleman who said, I've got to ask the question, I'll ask you. What can you do to help lure industry back in to Bloomington Normal and not just service and retail?
Well, I think we've done that. We worked a package with Rivian Automotive, and Rivian's not going to be a standalone operation out there. Their plan is to bring suppliers in a manufacturing scenario. Your sub suppliers, the closer they are to you, the more on time manufacturing you can do. And they're talking about bringing in more businesses to support them. You know, we lost Bloomington Seating and a couple other places that were supporting Mitsubishi. So Rivian's plan is to bring those suppliers back in. And they're making the argument. They're actually selling our community because they're making the argument to these suppliers that we've got a great location here. So not only are you going to support us, but you can support Caterpillar. You can support Chrysler and Belvedere. And they're selling our location.
All right, Normal Mayor Chris Koos out of time. Election Day 5 days away. We encourage everyone to do you have a webpage people can go to find out more about you?
Yep, votemayorkoos.com. You can visit my webpage there, and I would join with you and encourage no matter who you're voting for, please show up and vote. Turnout at local elections is dismal compared to the national elections. So get out there and vote, folks.
All right, good seeing you, Mayor.